We're here at Becker Underwood in St. Joseph, Missouri. We learned a little bit today about the future of inoculant technology. Of course, Becker Underwood recently acquired by BASF. And we talked, one of the presenters was Charlie Hale, Marketing Strategy and Support Lead for the U.S. And he talked about polymer technology for seed treatments and some of the issues that you face when you have seed treatments and what the problems that are caused when that dries and some of the environmental issues and issues within the plant itself that are caused. Tell us about that. What is important about that?
Well, we tend to think of these seed treatments as being liquid. And so we apply them to the seed, but then they dry. And really what we have is a whole series of little particles that are sitting on the surface of the seed. And those particles are put on there to provide protection. But if you don't keep them on there, you lose that protection. And the friction of the seeds moving back and forth against each other, it'll rub it off. And so what you need is a polymer to be applied with the seed treatment. And you might think of the polymers in some ways of being glues that glue those solids onto the seed surface. But they also are designed these days to help fill in the spaces between the particles to make the seed smoother so that it will flow more easily. And in fact, our FlowRite polymers have been designed to make them slick. And so it slides, the seed will slide past each other much better. They're also formulated to help dry this seed down more quickly. If you go from liquid to dry, there's always a sticky phase. And so what these are also designed to do is maybe help shorten that sticky phase a bit so that they flow better in where they've been treated in the plant. And also once they're dry, so that they flow better and you have more uniform plantability out in the field. And of course, with less friction, you have less dust. You have less exposure for the environment. You have less exposure for the worker who's using the seed.
And of course, the most important factor is the fact that you create dust, you're losing the benefit of what was applied to the seed in the first place.
Absolutely. And that is an investment that you've made or that your seed supplier has made to protect that genetics. And the genetics that we have available to us today are all capable of producing far more yield than we really ever see. So every time we lose some of that protection, we lose some of that yield potential. And that, with today's prices for grain, we lose significant amounts of money just because we haven't kept that protection on the seed.
So when you see that dust blowing, it's just like money blowing away in the wind, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's that's a big loss.
So with FlowRite polymers developed by Becker Underwood, now how many formulations of those do you have right now? What's in the pipeline currently, and what crops are they used on?
Okay, we have two formulations that are used for legumes because most of the legumes are treated with inoculants. And so one of the things we have to do in formulating the polymer is make sure that it's friendly to the inoculants. Then we have two that are for corn. And then we've just recently are announcing one for cotton, specifically developed for cotton, which, as you know, has a lot of material put on it.
Now, how many years have these been on the market, and how have they been improved, I guess?
Well, the first FlowRite products were actually introduced when the neonicotinoid products were first introduced, the seed-applied insecticides. So we're now into our third generation for soybeans and third generation for corn. Well, we'll be introducing the third generation for corn.
And you showed us, gave us a visual example of how much dust is, you know, coming off of some of these, and how the polymers keep that dust to lower it, and we're getting close to possibly zero dust.
Well, you can certainly it's pretty close to zero dust. The testing that we use is pretty aggressive. So what I showed you today was as a result of some pretty aggressive testing. But that's what we want to see. We want to see that the seed treatment products maintained on the seed despite some aggressive efforts to try to remove it. So, yeah, we're talking about our standard cutting it in without anything, it'd be 2.5 times more, or 250% more than with their standard. So,
but sometimes they may apply at half rate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sometimes people when they're treating, they say, well, let's just cut it in half. Just use a half rate, that'll cut the dust down some. Well, yeah, it does. It cuts it down some, but you still are losing protection. So ideally, the goal would be you put on and keep on everything that you've invested. And anything that's lost is lost investment.
So the newest generation coming up this year, if you apply at full rate, you could be close to zero dust.
You get pretty close to that.
Impressive. All right. Well, Charlie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just appreciated having you folks here with us today.
All right. Well, it was great to find out more about Becker Underwood and the recent acquisition of Becker Underwood by BASF and how we're working together in the path forward. Here at St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.